Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, November 4th, 2019, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Master Your Set Mindset Monday. Happy to be talking with you all again. I keep promising shows in between, but it's not happening, but that's okay. This one I know is always going to work. So I'm happy to bring you another edition of Master Your Mindset Monday. Happy because it's November 4th, my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Yay, me. happy birthday to me. I have come a long way, as they say, and as that gospel song says, and I'm not tired yet. No, I'm not. God still has so much more in store. This I know. This I am expecting, and I am believing, and I am in a receiving mode. All of that, the rest of my life, I declare and decree, will be indeed the best of my life. Yes, yes, yes. Well, enough about me. I hope you all are on your toes and keeping your head up and flashing that S on your chest, staying in the ring and winning and all of that. I'm saying no to negativity and naysayers. I heard an interview the other day that I thought was really awesome that Kamala Harris was doing, and I don't remember exactly. I think the interviewer asked her something about how she dealt with that, and she said, "I eat no for breakfast." And I said, "You know, I really like that. That's one surefire way to say no to negativity. You know, you just got to know. You got to know, you got to say no to nonsense and to obstacles and things that, you know, try to get you down, because one important thing to know is that you are more than a conqueror, and we've got to wake up with that on our minds. Well, you know what else? Something people used to say that really came across my mind today, and that's that, you remember it used to be so popular to say you're all that in a bag of chips. Well, I say that you're all that with a whole big bag of extra all that on the side. In fact, I think you're awesome and that you're powerful and that there's, you know, something just special about all of it, all of us. And I think that it's called an it factor, meaning that there really is a unique thing about each and every one of us, you included, yes, you. And that's what we're talking about today. My radio BFF, superstar RRRR, Cassandra McShepherd, joins me for another fierce conversation today on personal pride and self-esteem, your it factor. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Always dynamic with you on board, sis. That's for sure, for sure. Well, it's going to be an interesting conversation. You know, you and I are always talking to people about the very thing that I just laid out there. So, you know what I want to start this conversation with? There's a caller I'm going to check on in just a minute. If you just want to hang tight, caller, when I get to you, if you're just listening, that's fine, and you don't have to say anything when I check in, but I'm going to get to you in a few minutes. You know what I want to start with, Cassandra, since we're attempting today to bring some light to the fact that we all have something special. We may not know exactly what it is. It may take some digging and diving and all that other stuff to get to it. But I'm talking about building our personal pride and our self-esteem and self-worth. I wanted to ask you, When we think about that, do you think there's where do you think the line is between having a healthy sense of self and having vanity? When do you think it's over the top or not healthy?
Well, let me say, first of all, that a healthy sense of self is personal. Vanity, arrogance, to me, this speaks of a lack of sense of self. It is a constant reaching outside of yourself for validation, gratification. But a healthy sense of self gives you a peace within yourself, with what you are, with what you are becoming. And even if you don't necessarily know what that is, as you were doing your intro, I chuckled to myself because I was remembering the movie. I think it was the movie The Jerk with Steve Martin, and he was talking about his special purpose. And many people are looking for that special purpose. And many people are very frustrated because they feel that they are not on the path to find it. And I say, no, mm-hmm. if you're living, you're on the right path. So the, mm-hmm. the sense of self is personal. It is not something that ever need be articulated because it resonates as you continue to build your sense of yourself. It is something that's like a beacon in the world that you live in on the path that you're walking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a great answer. You know, we're living in that world, especially with Facebook having come to life and into so many lives. Everybody can have their few minutes of or years of visibility and quote unquote fame on all these social media platforms that we have, and it's just interesting because. I see so many different things of projections of self. And I want to ask you this because you are actually an expert in the area of images and creating that for people. How big of a role do you feel looks play in self-esteem? Looks
huge.
And image.
Huge.
Okay.
And a lot of people, there are a lot of natural girls who like to go free of makeup, free of embellishment, and all of that is absolutely fine. But how you carry yourself, your image, if you will, your look, speaks to what you think about yourself. And it is a balance. It's interesting because you talk about the world of Facebook. So many of us, if not most of us, are out there in some way or can be out there in one way or another. And while it's important to know who you are and what you stand for, it's also unrealistic to think that the choices that you're making aren't affecting you or aren't speaking to other people's perception of you. And like I say, it's a delicate balance because many people are living for what somebody else says or what someone else thinks about how they're living. And that's not the point, but you have to realize that the choices that you make speak volumes about yourself. So to answer mm-hmm. your question about personal image, I think it's huge. I think it plays a huge role. I love me, so I take care of me. I like to, you know, I consider myself a fluffy girl, you know, with the makeup, the hair, the accoutrements, and all of that, because I like it, you know?
Yes, indeed.
And when I do those steps to take care of myself, I walk taller. I feel better. I feel like I'm telling my truth, Silver. I'm telling my truth.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to check in with the caller that I see, and if they're wanting to ask us a question.
Yes.
Hi there, caller in 347. This is Foxology. Do you have a question for us? Comment? I think they're just listening, Cassandra.
Absolutely.
I agree with what you just expressed, but I know there are people, and I want you to speak to this. I know there are people who say, and, you know, it's a kind of an interesting take on it, I don't want to be judged by my hair and my how I look. I want to be judged for my intelligence and my accomplishments and, you know, yada, yada, yada. Do you have a word for them? Because when we're talking about it factor, it there is definitely a response from the world. When I say the world, I mean people, your environment, your the people you're surrounded by, and places you're trying to go, and people you're trying to see, and things you're trying to do, that are going to judge that it factor. And it's true whether we want to believe it or not, it can work against you. There is a, I think Cassandra said it best, it's really about us wanting to present what makes us walk taller and feel better. And maybe that, you know, really does work when you don't want to, you know, embellish. And I don't think we're saying that that's the only way to show up. But it, I think it's important to understand that whatever the it is that you create, is the, you can anticipate the response to that. So what say you about people who, you know, are not wanting to do all the embellishments? You know I do, but I show up in a lot of places with, without makeup all the time. The rest of me is all right. It's you know, it's, I carry some style, but there's no way I'm not going to do, you know, something that looks like I made something happen with myself. So what say you to the the people who may not feel the that the thing, it factor is what we're talking about?
The great thing about this life that we're living, Silver, is we really can, like the Burger King logo, we can have it our way. We can really do it our way. However, it is naive to think that our choices don't make statements about us. I don't think any of us enjoy being judged, and yet and still, it's human nature to judge. It happens all the time. And while we cannot run after the opinions and the perceptions, the way other people perceive us, we cannot run after that to make sure that it is correct. We can only do from our own point of truth what what that truth is. We can only show up that way. I'm all about someone who values their mind more than foundation or lipstick or blush or all of that. I value both. I am certainly not silly, but I enjoy. I do not. If a person does not, they're entitled to show up in any way that they want. But again, as I say, in the world that we live in, it is naive to think that our how we show up visibly is not sending out perceptions about us. About I look at a person and I assess. And I am making judgments, coming to conclusions based on what I see. That's human nature. We look to a situation and assess it or judge it to see whether it's healthy. It's always for that fight or flight kind of thing. That's human nature, the way that we look and judge the world around us. And so, again, I feel like, you know me, I say, do you, boo, whatever that is. Whatever that is, even for the fluffy girl, the girl that is intelligent and accomplished, but likes to be well dressed and visible, people judge that in ways that aren't necessarily flattering either. And that's why, in my opinion, it's I think you have to operate with that realization, but it. As I said before, it's really personal. There's no way that anyone can satisfy everyone. It's just not possible. And it's not anything I think that we need to waste our time thinking about. It's a personal truth. As we seek to create that it factor within ourselves. So if we're by ourselves and unplugged to social media and not in a group of people, we can still feel that we have it going on, or we can still feel that we're walking in our integrity and telling our truth. It's really personal because, again, as I say, there are a lot of people that society puts before me that I'm not impressed by, that society says we should be impressed
right.
by.
Exactly. Exactly. That is certainly true. And that's the reason that I wanted to have this conversation, because so many people are motivated toward the look of being impressive, you know, and a lot of people do it with, you know, cars and, you know, that whole thing, just because it will make you look a certain way. I can't remember where I heard this story about some guy who was driving a Mercedes-Benz, but every night he was sleeping in a homeless shelter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, it's hardly worth it. I mean, it's hardly worth it. And that, again, those are reasons why it's important to talk about this, because it really isn't about having that look of wealth or the things that are there that you're putting in your life to impress other people. As you said, it's really walking in a personal truth. There's so much love and acceptance that comes into your world if you're putting your it out there in the right way.
Yes.
It takes
yes.
It takes a lot of self-awareness, a good sense of self-esteem, but it's really not about those things. They're eye-catching. And
yes.
There will be people who want to hang with you because of that impressiveness that you present. But it's not something that is the true it factor. It's the stuff factor, and that's totally, totally different.
You
it
know,
factor will take you through life. Stuff won't.
Yes. Yeah. I'm reminded of a person that I know who lived in a big house, who drove a Jaguar, and I remember her saying at one point that she would sell her body before she'd give up her car. She was so concerned about her stuff, her outward stuff.
Image.
The house she could not afford. But the thing that was interesting to me is everybody saw her clearly. And so you can put on, it's like having an unclean body in designer clothes. You still stink. Right? It's not about fooling anyone or proving anything to anyone. It is personal. What is so beautiful to me, Silver, is a person who is at home within themselves. It's not about what they have.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how they be who they are. That is, it is stable. It is comforting. It shows it speaks to me as someone who I can connect with without having to support. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be audience
yes.
for them, someone who's okay enough within themselves that they're not looking for an audience or for an amen or a cosign on how they go through the world, because everybody should be about the business of handling their business. And in that way, when that happens, or with people who are doing that, then I personally can connect and go on my path, and we go individually but together.
One of the things I actually had on my notes, Cassandra, was feeling beautiful in the skin you're in. And that's just what you just talked about. That's one of the important things, to just feel beautiful in the skin you're in. And it's not judged by anybody else. You have to feel that about yourself. When I wrote that note, it came to mind. I don't know if you've seen this post with the women of color in like several different shades. And I thought, you know, it was an awakening to me that there was so much attention to the fact that about being dark or about being light. You know, I never looked at other women or men and thought anything about their coloring. you know, if it was good or bad. I just thought we were all just wonderful black people, you know. I just accidentally hit my button on my shredder. But I just always felt that we were all just so fabulous, and I really mean that. And that doesn't mean that I don't think there's areas for development and growth and, you know, potential for better and light finding life's purposes and promises for yourself. But I do think that about us. So when I think about having it, one of the things that I want to say is that God gave you an it when he said that he created
yes.
you wonderfully. And that's
yes.
so critical to really know, not just say. We say a lot of scripture, but it's important to know that you're wonderfully made. We're full of potential, full of ways to just make yourself more and more fabulous, and not fabulous because I want to be like her or I want to be like him. Find your space, your atmosphere, your sense of it, and really and work on it daily. Work on it to master it.
I'm so glad that you brought God into this equation, that personal sense of self. It is challenging, if not close to impossible, to find that sense of self that says that you're okay if you're looking outside of yourself. Again, through media, through marketing, through corporations and their agendas, we are constantly being told what is and what is not beautiful, what is and what is not good, what is and what is not worthy. And if you don't, what is the saying? If you don't know who you are, you'll believe what anybody says to you. If you don't know where you're going, you can be led by anybody. And it's
mm-hmm.
difficult in the world. If you are, it's difficult these days, I should say, if you are so tethered to the world and its opinions. But there is it's a carefully orchestrated plan for commerce to constantly tell people what's in and what's out, who's in and who's out, what's good and what's not. And all that's nonsense. It's got nothing to do with you. I don't even know how one would find that sense of self comparing themselves to their Facebook friends or Instagram or reality shows or what anybody else has done. You look at those things hopefully for information, motivation, if it does that, for you to become the you that you're supposed to be. As you said, God didn't make mistakes. And we are, however we are, whoever we are, perfectly made, and we have everything that we need to carry it on, but it cannot be done.
Mm-hmm.
And even finding that sense of peace, identifying that it and putting it front and center, I don't know how it can be done without a foundation that says that you are connected to yourself and you're okay with you. You know me, Silver, I don't look to see what's in and what's out. I decide it. I
mm-hmm.
seldom, if ever, do what everybody else is doing. I decide what's cool, and I wear it and I put it out there because if you could walk into a room, if you are confident within yourself, looking like boo boo the fool, and 10 people in the room are going to try to look just like you. If you are confident with yourself. That's what sets trends. That's what you know, sets the curve. It's how you show up. It's how you do you. It's never about trying to be what you're supposed to be.
I think it's okay for people to look to others for understanding style, understanding swag, understanding
Absolutely.
What things could be for your embellishment in yourself, but not to be
mm-hmm.
like somebody. Look to people if you're going to do that for that reason.
Yeah.
You know, I
right.
see so many, you know, on Facebook and social media, they're trying to be somebody else. And it's never going to take you where you want to go. When you find your sense of confidence and your sense of self and your own personal motivations for being your absolute best, that's when you're going to find that you are developing your it.
Silver, when I was young,
you're still
and
young.
I was very tall, the tallest girl in school. I didn't have long hair. I didn't have, I wouldn't say I was very popular, but I was on purpose. I was always doing my own thing. And it's interesting.
People were
because
scared
when
of you,
I remember when I went
that,
back
that
for my 20s.
Yeah, people scare you.
Well, but I've always been doing my own, because I looked around and realized I don't fit in. And then I realized I didn't necessarily want to. I mean, if I couldn't run it, I didn't want to be a part of it. Because I wasn't going to be I've never been a go-along girl. I've always been minding my own business about the business of Cassandra and trying to figure out who she is. But I say that to say it was at my 20th high school reunion that I realized that I was on my path, that I was on my own path and the right path. And it was interesting the things that people remembered about me, what the things that they said. And it was as I understood that I was clearly not one of the cheerleading girls and not one of the drill team girls. I was that artistic girl, just doing my own thing, and didn't feel. I mean, I can't even remember. I wasn't necessarily trying to fit in or be a part of it, but what came back to me at that day, and that was still some time ago, was that I did stand out. And that's what's interesting, mm-hmm. and that's what's beautiful about staying in your lane and mm-hmm. creating your own way. If it matters what people are thinking about you and the impression that you're making, you can't make a better one, I don't think, than making the one that is true to you.
Yes, yes. Well, we're just about out of time, so I'm going to start to wrap, but that was really great. And I'm teasing about you scaring people in the sense so that because you said you stand out and your confidence is so evident, and I know that you've been like that for a long, long time because I've known you for a long, long time. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. thing, though. So, and that is intimidating to a lot of people, unfortunately, but if they were going to look to anybody for a sense of style and swag and confidence, they would see that it in you. So I want to thank you, sis, again, for showing up here today. It's always extremely insightful, and I hope that the listeners feel that way as well. Thank you for all that you've shared. I sure appreciate it very, very much. You guys check out Cassandra at www.cassandra.com. She's on the internet, and she's also on TV Monday through Friday on a wonderful show that airs out of Milwaukee called Real Milwaukee. You can find that online as well, so check her out there. She is full of talent. That's why I call her the superstar RRRR. She does a lot of things. You might want to check in with her and see how she can complement whatever it is you're doing. So our whole talk today is meant to help you have some insights into what it means to find your it, to feel like a million bucks, even if you don't actually have $1 million in your bank account. That's not what it's about. It's about feeling like you have $1 million in your self-worth account. So I hope you got
right.
all of that out of today's talk, and I'm going to look forward to checking in with you guys again before too long. In the meantime, I want you to remember that you are special. Believe in your it, and I say yay, you. Be good, be blessed, be awesome. I'll talk to you next time.